Let's start with the number. Not the policy, not the legal arguments, not the court battles that were always going to happen and were always going to produce the same result. The number. $1.776 billion. In a country where political messaging is tested and retested before it reaches the public, nothing that specific is accidental. The amount could have been $2 billion. It could have been $1.5 billion. It could have been any number that accomplished the stated policy goal. It wasn't. It was $1.776 billion. To most Americans, 1776 means one thing: the founding, the Declaration, the birth of the Republic. To a specific and carefully cultivated audience, it means something additional. It means the patriots. It means the people who showed up on January 6th because they believed the Republic was being stolen from them. It means the people who have been told repeatedly that their country is being taken away and that only one man is fighting to give it back. The number was a message, delivered in plain sight. Now ask the question that Captain Renault never quite got around to asking before he rounded up the usual suspects. Why propose something you know will be rejected? Because the rejection is the point. Here is how the playbook reads when you step back far enough to see the whole page. Propose something dramatic and specifically coded for your base. Watch it get challenged in court. Watch it get rejected by the institutions designed to reject exactly this kind of unconstitutional overreach. Then turn to your base and say, "You see? They stole it. Not just the election. Not just the country. Now they stole the $1.776 billion I was trying to give you. The money with your founding father's number on it. The money that was yours. Who stole it? The rest of us. Of course, this is not a new play. It is the same play run repeatedly with different props. The stolen election narrative wasn't born on January 6th. It was constructed methodically for months before that day, so that when the result arrived, the audience was already primed to reject it. The architecture of grievance is always built before the grievance is needed. What concerns me, and I want to be precise here because this is pattern recognition, not accusation, is that the structural fingerprints look familiar. Unless something dramatically changes the electoral landscape, the midterm should produce significant Democratic gains. The math of an unpopular administration historically produces that result. Fair elections should deliver it. But we have already established in this country that fair elections and accepted elections are not always the same thing. I have a sinking feeling we will find ourselves watching second string Donnie screaming foul again. Not just about the midterms. About the $1.776 billion that was stolen from his patriots along with everything else. Is this proof of intent? No. Is this a history of behavior that gives us every reason to watch carefully and prepare honestly? Oh, hell yes. The number told us. Right there in plain sight. 1776. Round up the usual suspects.